won't. Yes. We're not here to talk about my new picks, are we?
Yes, I believe we are.
Thank you.
Stanford, Reggie, that you didn't really understand the formula or how, what picks you were going to wind up getting, but was this kind of what you expected, or did you really not have any idea?
Let me tell you something. Whatever the formula is, I love this formula. I love it. I thought I would possibly get a three, you know, a high one for Nnamdi. And the others, obviously, this was better than what I expected. So I'm extremely excited about the compensatory pick that the league has afforded the Raiders. Hopefully, we can make do and have a good. Have some good picks on this.
Is a number three pick, in your eyes, always a potential starter?
Yes. Number four pick. Honestly, guys, you know, when you set the board, you try to set it to where you can have some possible starters through the fifth round. You know, and then if you get lucky with a college free agent, seventh round, I've been fortunate and you know, to have some good fortune, you know, with ladder picks in my 18-year career. And I'm not going to just limit it just to the third round. That, okay, you got a third, so you got one opportunity to get a starter. I don't want to go into this draft like that. You know, I want to get some good players that we can try to get as many possible starters as possible, you know. Whether they first-year starters, second, third year. I want to get some guys who got the potential to be starters. Don't tie me down just to the third round.
So coming into the offseason and you knowing that you were going to get some comp picks, did that in any way change your approach to free agency and whatnot?
No, it really didn't. It really did not. I'm trying to build a team, you know, so the more the merrier. If I see a possible free agent that we feel like, man, we can do this and this deal is pretty good, you know, I'm going to do it in free agency, regardless of what we have in the draft. But that's not going to minimize what I do in the draft. Even if I sign an unrestricted free agent offensive lineman, that's not going to say I'm not going to draft one. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at it like that. If, you know, I'm still looking for great backups who can become starters at every position. So I need a lot more picks than what I have now and some more free agent moves. The only thing I wish I had more of was, you know, NFL money and NFL cap. So that's what I wish I had more of.
So, Reggie, what do you do from here going forward then in regards to clearing some more space going forward to add pieces to your puzzle?
Well, not a whole lot this year. You know, I think the bulk of it has been done. Now it's just you try to wait it out and see who, you know, the best fit for these 53 guys in the long run to make this team, and then try to figure out, you know, at this point it's going to be production and talent. It's not about money. As far as the comings and goings of players, well, the goings mainly.
Reggie, do you think this is the amount of picks you'll go into this draft with, or do you think there's a, are you still possibly looking to trade an existing player to get even more picks?
Yeah, that could be possible. Yeah, it, you know, I never close the door on drafts, on trades. You know, I really don't. If that door is always open, and that's so to answer your question, yeah, that could be a possibility.
Ricky, overall, how deep do you think this draft is, and is it the sort of draft where the end of the third round could still land you a talented player?
Yeah, I think it's very good players in the middle rounds. So from a standpoint of depth, I think it's there. I don't know as far as certain positions. In the first two rounds, it may not be as deep. There's certain spots, but for the most part, it's some good players throughout the draft.
Throughout your years at Green Bay, how many of the years did you spend in doing college personnel, and, you know, like you're doing now and evaluating for the draft, and how many years were you in pro personnel, free agency, that sort of thing? Or did the two sometimes, did you do both sometimes?
I did both a lot of times. My first year there, you know, I began in pro personnel, so that was the brunt of my work. But when the scouting meeting started, I was heavily involved. So in the bringing guys in for visits and from watching film and the meetings with the coaches and even putting the board together. So I was a part of that process early. I probably didn't get started into doing college scouting as far as going on the road and being a part of the pre-draft, the pre-combine scouting meetings until maybe after about 7 years. The last 10, 12 years, I was a part of that. So that's about the last 12 years, exactly. So that's a little different. You know, in saying that, I've always been involved in both. You know, always oversaw all the pro from a free agent standpoint, and just the evaluation of my own team, which is, I think is highly important. It's been a process. Now I've done this for quite some time, but this is my show now, so it's gonna be fun.
Reggie, you stepped into a new role this year, and everybody likes to make a good first impression. Has it been frustrating for you that you've spent most of your time lately dealing with Raiders cap limitations as opposed to being able to go out and advance free agents that you wanted to get?
No, you know, it's not frustrating. It really isn't. But if you always like to have a comfort level, and to me, having cash, it gives you a comfort. So it's teaching me how to manage money, so to speak. So, this is good. This is good for me. You know, learning on the fly on how to deal with certain adverse situations, and I think we're able to handle it so far. You know, hopefully, what I don't want to do is allow this to get us in the end. But I want to, you know, I always want to be in a position to, if we need to add a quality player for a certain, you know, that we feel like it works out. You know, financially, cap-wise, then shoot, I want to be in a position to make a move, and that's my whole outlook. You know, when we had to make certain cuts, you know, we do it with a future plan that we have.
about what your priorities were at this moment, and you had said that linebacker, starting linebacker, was your priority. Was that more? Were you speaking more in terms of free agency, or are you thinking that that's still going to be your priority once the draft comes around?
Hey, let me tell you something. If I would take it any way I can get it, if I can get it free agency, you know, the thing about it in free agency, it has to work out contractually. So if it don't work out, you know, I'm not tying my hands down to either or, you know. But still, regardless, I'm going to use the draft to make sure we draft the best available player. And if it's at a position where we're strong at, so be it. If we feel like this is the best guy, you know, it's a difference between adding solid starters and difference makers. So if I have a chance to get a difference maker, we're going to get them. So, you know, whether it's a draft or, you know, it's hard to sign difference makers if you don't have money. But if we have a potential to get some solid starters in the free agency still, I'm going to do it.
Hey, Rich, is this a good year? Oh, sorry.
No, I was going to ask you, the moves you made thus far in terms of the releases you've made, you've talked about productions. Were those more about production or lack of, or was it about the cap situation?
Well, a little bit of both. When you talk about production versus a salary, you know, certain, you know, in this business, you know, once you get into the NFL, you know, let's face it, guys, the contract and production and all of that goes hand in hand. If something is not matching or it's kind of out of whack, you know, you're going to have to be forced to make a decision. And that's what I was coming up to. You know, it was not just either or. You know, it's, you know, if the production is not there, but the guy's making the minimum, you know, then so be it. You know, you can use this guy as a backup, you know, because of the contract. But when the thing doesn't work out contractually in production, you got to be forced to evaluate. That's after every season. You know, we're all up against that. Got to be evaluated. So that's where I made my decisions. It wasn't, well, you're costing too much money, you got to go. No. If the guy was highly productive and, you know, we could make it work, we try to make it work financially. But if not, we got to, you know, we're going to have to make certain, you know, decisions, and some tough decisions, which we did.
Reggie, as you try and build this thing with the moves that you have to make because of what you're talking about, do you envision this team being stronger this year, or do you envision it taking 2-3 years to get your plan in place?
Honestly, I envision it being stronger.
Reggie, the tight end position, you elected to let Kevin Voss go. Could you be comfortable with the three tight ends you have right now, or are you pretty sure you're going to be adding somebody else?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with it, but yes, I do want to continue to add. I'm not going to just, you know, at any position, really, just say, okay, I'm good there, and I'm not going to add a guy. I would like to add another guy there to compete, yes.
As far as linebackers go, is this a good draft linebackers compared to years past? Is it a deep draft?
You know, it's some good linebackers. Is it deep? I wouldn't say that. But there are some good linebackers in this draft.
That's it, guys. Any further questions?
Yeah, one more. Rick, how much does Peyton Manning being in Denver change the dynamics of that division? And is it to the extent where even in your personnel evaluation and decision making, you might have an eye to that?
You know, the one thing I can say is, you he's healthy and hitting on all cylinders physically, he's going to be a good football player in our division. I mean, we're going to have to find ways to slow him down. So, yeah, I mean, the coaching staff, that's going to be a challenge. So, and players that you add, do we have to make sure, as far as cornerbacks, are they going to have to be on their P's and Q's on how they cover guys and timing and all of that? Absolutely. Absolutely. But are we going to be scared of them? Absolutely not. All right, guys.
Really appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks, Reggie.
Thank you, Reggie.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Reggie. All right.